Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. With Nora and Freddie Lang now in a home of their own, the Gibbs house is rather empty, and Sarah Grundy, in Nora's place, is running things, if not smoothly, at least her own way. But Penny has more important things to think about than Sarah's dictatorial ways. The community center is nearing completion, and this afternoon, Penny is being visited by Catherine Winters, president of the Rossville Women's Club. Penny is saying,
I expected to have some sort of a formal opening for the community center, Kay, but I had no such plans as yours.
If you don't object, though, we'd like to make it a big affair.
Oh,
it'll be good for the center, Penny. Give it a grand start.
Yes, I'm sure it will, but I'm a little bit embarrassed by its proportions.
Oh, it won't be as big as all that. I want to make a speech.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Anderson wants to say a few words.
Yeah.
And we've chosen one of the town's youngsters to speak for all the children of Rossville who will benefit by what you've
done.
Oh,
if you've already picked out that person, I know who it is.
Oh, you know Hazel Peters, do you?
Yeah, very well. Ever since I met her at the center way back when the Carpenters were still there, she's been the center's most ardent campaigner.
Well, when she heard we were looking for someone to speak in behalf of Rossville's young people, she volunteered for the job and pestered the life out of us. So we gave it to
her. Oh, that's Hazel. Golly, I hope she stays off Wendy's motorcycle or she won't be in condition to make a speech.
Isn't that boy's cycle the noisiest thing you ever heard?
I prefer the noise to the speed it makes, though I shiver every time he comes racing down the street.
Well, he's really not as reckless as he seems.
I know.
But I know my two children have been absolutely forbidden to ride with him. There's a chance that Wendy may make a speech in behalf of the boys who will come to the center.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, whose idea was it, Hazel's or his?
Hazel's, of course.
Yeah.
She says Wendy's never made a speech, but he can do anything.
I know. To Hazel, Wendy Day is rapturous.
They're a cute pair, aren't they?
Oh, they're awfully sweet together. But I guess we'll have a lot of them at the center.
Well, a lot of good ones and bad ones, Penny. A lot of easy times and a lot of troubles.
And I hope the bad ones are few and the troubles infrequent.
They won't be, I'm afraid.
No.
You're doing a wonderful thing with this community center, but just opening its doors won't solve the problem of some of Rossville's young people.
I know.
And you'll get them all at the center sooner or later.
Well, it's the ones who need help who'll get the most benefit from the center, Kay. A lot of young people I know need a great deal more than just a place to meet friends and play.
Have you worked with teenagers to any great extent?
Well, I've had camp experience. Oh, I'm not setting myself up as a child psychologist, Kay. I'm just going to attend to the operation of the center.
Mm-hmm.
Give whatever help to the youngsters I feel I'm able to give. No, no, deeper problems will have to be handled by others.
Yes, I understand you'll eventually have a staff at the center.
I hope so. A part-time staff, a doctor, a nurse, advisors, you know.
Yes.
Someone from the church, of course, probably Dr. Wesley Judson.
He's marvelous with young people.
I know he is. But at first there'll be just Angela Brill, a nurse from Heatherton Hospital, and Peg Martin and I on full-time. Dr. Evans on part-time.
Dr. Evans.
Well, yes, do you know him?
No, not by sight or by reputation. As a doctor, that is.
Oh, well, what do you mean, Kay?
Oh, nothing really. It's just that, you know how people talk.
I heard there'd been some talk, but really there's been nothing to it.
Well, believe me, I don't care whether there is or not. You've your own life to live and he has his. And if you see something in each other, I think you're ridiculous not to see him.
What?
Even if the time has been short. Oh, forgive me. I didn't mean to go into all that.
No, that's quite all right. They are saying things about me, though, aren't they?
Well, you know how small-minded people can be, Penny. You're very foolish if you pay any attention to it.
I have to pay attention to it, Kay. I can't allow such gossip about me if I'm going to be working so closely with the children of Roseville.
Now, you forget about the mothers and fathers of the children and worry more about what the children think of you. That'll do you and the children the most good.
But the children will listen to what they hear at home and think accordingly.
Penny, children today think for themselves.
Yes, I know, but...
Believe me, they do. Young people like Hazel and Windy are individualists and have respect only for those elders who are individualists as well. You'll get nothing but praise from the young people of Rossville if you ignore this gossip and do exactly as you please.
Okay, I'm not looking for praise. Only a chance to do the best job at the center that I possibly can.
Well, your job, then, is to inspire the admiration and respect of the people who come to the center. You can do that if you'll do what I said.
I'll tell you frankly. The talk you hear is over absolutely nothing. Dr. Evans and I are the best of friends, and it stops right there.
The tongue waggers in this town would prefer that you didn't even consider him a friend. But if you like him, you stick to him. We don't all have heads of stones, you know.
No, I'm sure you don't.
Oh, heavens. How do we ever get on this subject in the first place? I came here to talk about the opening of the community center, not your private affairs. You'll forgive me, won't you?
Okay, there's no need for it. Now, let's see, where were we? Oh, yeah. We were talking about the speeches, and you said that Hazel would make one, you'd make one, Mayor Anderson would say a few words. I can just imagine how few there'll be, can't you?
Going my way, young lady?
Are you talking to me?
You're the young lady I saw coming out of Penny Gibbs' house the other day, aren't you?
Why, yes, I am. And that's just exactly where I'm going now.
Well, hop in, because that's where I'm going, too.
Oh, I know who you are. Dr. Evans.
That's right. Want a lift?
Oh, yes, that'd be super. I'm awfully glad you recognize me. I'm Hazel Peters.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Hazel. Officially, that is. I feel as if I've known you unofficially for some time.
You've known me a long time, Dr. Evans?
That's right.
Well, jeepers, how?
Well, Penny's told me a lot about you. You're the community center's chief enthusiast, I understand.
Oh, I think the center's going to be simply terrific, don't you?
I certainly do. And I think Rossville owes Penny Gibbs a great big debt of thanks.
Oh, jeepers, yes. She's terrific herself, don't you think?
Well, now, just what do you think?
I think you're absolutely and perfectly suited to each other. You're each other's destiny.
Well, I didn't expect you to go that far.
Oh, did I say something wrong again? I usually do.
No, I wouldn't say you've said anything wrong. I just think you're a little ahead of the game.
A lot of people in this town don't think so.
They don't?
Mm-mm.
Well, what do they think?
They think it's going to be any day now.
They wouldn't like to help me out on that, would they?
Hmm? What do you mean?
I mean, help me make it any day now.
What?
You see, I'm not doing as well with our friend Penny as people think.
Oh, you don't think I'll fall for that, do you?
Oh, I'm telling you the truth, Hazel. Now, if you're really convinced that Penny and I are each other's destiny, why, you could be of help yourself.
I could?
Yes.
Well, jeepers, how?
Well, you might put in a good word for me sometime. You know, a word from you would carry the weight of a dozen words from me.
Do you mean that, Dr. Evans?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean that it would be one of those woman-to-woman affairs when the secrets of the heart are revealed?
Well, yes, it might be something like that, but...
Gee.
Well, I was thinking you might just tell Penny that I'm not a bad guy, and you and your friends wouldn't mind seeing me around permanently. Of course, that would have to be true, or I wouldn't expect you to say it.
Oh, jeepers, Dr. Evans. All the kids have seen you or heard about you, and they think you're simply terrific.
Well...
Just the old squares Nickies who say all those awful things.
What awful things?
Oh, well, things like... Well, that Penny shouldn't go out with you so soon after Barry Carl's death.
Oh.
And other silly things like that.
You and your friends don't agree, though, huh?
File me away for a back number if I'd ever think anything like that. Penny's a woman, just as I'm a woman. And we both have a right to be in love, no matter what.
Well, then, as two women in love, you and Penny should be able to discuss this situation with equal understanding.
That's right.
Now, can I count on you for a little help?
Oh, yes. Gosh, it'll be thrilling to talk to Penny about love. It's a wonderful subject of conversation anyhow. Much more interesting than history or math or algebra. Don't you agree?
Seems odd to be walking with no falling snow around us, doesn't it, Penny?
Well, twice before we've gone for a walk, and both times it was snowing, Joel. Anyway, it's just as much fun without the snow, isn't it?
As long as there's snow underfoot, so I have an excuse to hold your hand.
Joel, let's go up. Not think too much of holding hands.
Oh, I think a great deal of it, because it's your hand.
All right, little boy. Next time, I'll even let you carry my book home from school.
Seriously, though, I wish I'd met you when we were Hazel Peter's age. You know, I'd have carried your books home from school and hung around your house all afternoon.
Good, I wouldn't have minded that. Oh, by the way, do you have any idea what Hazel wants to talk to me about?
Oh, does she want to talk to you?
But definitely. She says it's something very important and deep.
Well, I have an idea what it is.
You do?
Uh-huh. You didn't hurt yourself?
No, I didn't. All right.
Penny, I suppose I shouldn't confess this, because it'll probably spoil everything. But Hazel and I had a little talk about you in my car.
About me? Well, why?
Oh, you'll find out when Hazel has that deep and important discussion with you. Say, didn't it suddenly get awfully dark?
Golly, yes, it did.
Oh, I see why. A cloud just passed in front of the moon.
You're not afraid of the dark, are you?
I'm not afraid of anything but my feelings for you.
Let's not talk about that.
No, talk doesn't accomplish anything, does it?
There's nothing to be accomplished, Joel. You know that.
Isn't there? Then, just what do you call this?
Joel, no. Joel, you shouldn't have done that.
Is there anyone or anything that can stop me?
Yes.
Who? You, for instance?
Yes.
What do you call this? Stop me.
Joel. Oh, Joel. Oh, darling, won't you ever take no for an answer?
The only answer I'll take is the answer I'm getting now. Your arms around me. They tell me more than any words can tell.
So Penny has at least responded to Joel's insistent fondness. Does this mean that Penny has fallen in love with the young doctor? And if so, is Penny on her way to happiness or to heartache? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger cut beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. So get some without delay. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.